And here to help us feel a little bit warmer today, perhaps, are a group of people doing some pretty unusual things. I found out about this, and I immediately had to learn more. And I hope you can hear me okay, can you? Let me just meet everybody, and we'll start with you. What's your name?
My name's Jonathan.
Jonathan, and where are you from?
I am. I live in Bridgeville right now.
Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, yep. Next to Jonathan.
My name's Greg.
We have Greg. Where are you from?
I live in Southside.
Southside, and?
Jay.
Jay.
I live in the Strip District.
You know the whole drill here.
Yeah.
So Strip District, Southside, Bridgeville, and you guys are part of, first of all, these guys, they kind of, you know who they are because they all have these high-end cameras. Are you going to, do you want to talk to? You can? No, that's all right. Corey's here too. She kind of made arrangements for all this. So tell us what you guys are doing here.
Okay, well, we are part of the Steel City Grammars on Instagram, and we reached out to Corey to see if they would be interested in us coming and taking some cool photos of the Children's Museum. So that's what we're here doing today.
So they came early, and as you know, our studios are here in the Children's Museum. So in they are. The Children's Museum is not open yet, and they have been taking photographs. And I said, well, you know, we're down here. You might as well come in and at least tell us what you're doing. How long have the Steel City Instagrammers been around, and was there a genesis for your deciding to do this?
We've been around since, I believe it was May when we officially formed, and it's really taken on really, really well since then. We've got about 4,000 followers, I believe, just since May, and we have a hashtag that we use for the page. It's called, it's the hashtag, the pound sign, Steel City Grammars, and we have about 33,000 photos tagged to that already, which is pretty unreal for only a few months.
Yeah, and what, why?
That's a good question.
I mean, we pretty much got together through Instagram. That's how we all met each other, and you know, we were kind of throwing around ideas one day to come up with, you know, a page for Pittsburgh just to showcase the city and, you know, try to just get the community involved. You know, there's a big following out there that, you know, people are now taking pictures. It's just a huge thing now, so we're trying to, you know, get everybody together and meet up and take pictures, and it's just a really cool thing. So
that's a good idea. Are you all natives, or did you come from other cities before?
Yeah, no, I grew up in Pittsburgh. Grew up near the West Mifflin area. It's called Lincoln Place. It's in the city. So
sure,
I'm from out by the airport, so I've been in the area, but I just moved to the city. So it's nice to be in here to be able to reach out to everybody whenever we have meetups and things like that.
I'm celebrating my 10th year here. I'm from Parkersburg, West Virginia, originally.
We have folks. In fact, a great musician named Todd Burge is from Parkersburg,
yep.
And Todd performs in our studios every now and then. So it's kind of cool. I think the idea is almost, well, in real time, you can kind of get a glimpse of your city or the city that may become your city if you're looking from afar. And you can just sort of see life chronicled solely in pictures, right?
That's yep. True. We've had we've actually had some people that have moved here from elsewhere that found our page and kind of used that to preview the city, I guess you could say, before they moved here or once they moved to kind of figure out what they were going to do. So it was nice to kind of be able to be the welcome wagon, I guess you could say, for people coming in. So
it's a modern day welcome wagon.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you think about it. And a lot of folks, they try to get to know a city from afar. It's pretty hard. This is a nice, pretty simple way to do it because mm-hmm. you could just see this interchange of photos. Now, I'm sure you've done cultural attractions in addition to the Children's Museum. What are some of the quirkier things that you've done? Does anything come to mind in terms of showing things? And I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm just curious.
I mean, nothing really sticks out that's been quirky, I don't think too much.
I mean,
right?
Have you gone to a restaurant, like well, just to photograph people eating?
Actually,
it's turned into something to where when you go out, people kind of recognize you now, which is
well,
kind of
specifically
bizarre,
you. But they recognize you.
John's the big guy.
John is the most noticeable.
I'm 5'2 and very small, so.
Just kidding, he's like 6'4.
6'4, 378 pounds.
So just weird stuff like that, but you know, we went to the Carnegie Science Center and shot there, and we, you know, we do meetups in the city. That's afforded the opportunity to meet a lot of people in the city. Mm-hmm. You know, we're guesstimating like how many people we've, you know, met, and I know myself, I've met over 200 people through this, and I had somebody yesterday actually that's moving here from the Netherlands reach out to me and you know, that wants to meet up and be shown the city when they move here. So I just think stuff like that's just kind of surpassed our expectations or ideas of what we even thought this was going to be.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. It's a nice positive thing. Let me turn to Corey Lukasz, who's relatively new. Did I say that right, Lukasz?
You did. You said it right on the first time.
I'm
That's great.
Excited about that. Corey is in the new media department here at the Children's Museum. And when you told me these folks were coming in, I said, we have to do it. And how did you find these guys, or did they find you?
I guess me and Jonathan kind of found each other on Instagram. I'm a visual journalist, I guess, by trade, so it's obviously my favorite platform of social media. And I worked at my college radio station at WWVU-FM in Morgantown, and we play the kind of music that Jonathan likes, and I like that music, and I tag Pittsburgh, and he tags Pittsburgh, so we kind of just followed each other through that.
Aww.
And then, yeah, it was really cool. I actually just met him in person for the first time today.
Yep.
And then I saw when Steel City Grammar started, I followed them, and then I saw that they did something through the Carnegie Science Center, and then Jonathan said, hey, Corey, why don't we do something here? And I said, you know what, why don't you do something here?
I think that's great. I keep thinking Steel City Grammar is going around and putting commas and things.
or like correcting people with their vocabulary.
Yeah, going around and doing
that.
We're
the police.
It's grammar. So is that the tag Steel City Grammar? If you're looking for you guys.
Plural with an S. Steel City Grammars.
Grammars.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that, and it's G-R-A-M-M-E-R-S.
Right. Grammars. Yeah. G-R-A-M-M-E-R-S, like Instagram. And I was going to say the other thing, you have to be careful. People think you're, people's grandmothers, but you're not. Clearly. How many of there's three of you in the studio with us, but there's at least one other person with you outside, I think. How many are in your core? You're not all together all the time.
There's three others here today, and then there's a total of 11 of us, actually.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I'm sure that if you have suggestions for Steel City Grammars, they would probably love to take your suggestions. If you get a hold of them, it's the best way to do that, a message through Instagram?
Just go to the Steel City Grammars Instagram page and send us a direct message, and you know, we'll do our best to accommodate you.
What a great idea. I need to go look there. You know, we don't have an Instagram site. Does the Children's Museum have one?
Yeah, we do. The museum does. It's PGH Kids. And we actually have a hashtag for this specific event. So if anybody wants to see the pictures that they took today, and I've snapped a couple, but it's really not my pictures, it's their pictures.
It's everyone's pictures.
That's true. Our hashtag is SCG, like for Steel City Grammars, _PGH Kids. So it's kind of like their name and our name, and that will organize all the photos that they took today.
Excellent. Yeah, SLB probably needs to go Instagram.
You know,
as radio, we just, we have Facebook, we have all those other things, but it's probably time for us to think about pictures. We've always prided ourselves in having the technology to filter the pictures before our broadcast reaches people's homes. You know, we keep them out, but maybe we'll do some that way. I hope you guys have fun. Your goal is to just snap a lot more before the museum opens.
Showcase the facility. It's beautiful. We've explored most of it so far. I think we have a few other areas that we haven't really hit, and just make it look as good as it looks, you know, in person.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us, and look for Steel City Grammars at Instagram, and it's SCG_PGH Kids for today's pictures from the Children's Museum. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.